This morning, I was doing one of my daily devotions this week, and have you ever had something just jump out of the Bible at you, and you're like, wow, you know, and being a pastor, I usually see it, and I go, well, that'll preach, right? And, you know, in your life, that'll preach. We're here to share Christ. And what jumped out of the Bible for me was Matthew 16, 24, where Jesus says to his disciples, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. Now, you know, when I read this again, and I've read it many, many, many times over the last few years that I've followed Jesus, and when I read this, right away a couple things kind of jumped out at me, you know. Well, you got to deny yourself. Don't like that part. And you got to take up your cross. And I got to thinking, oh man, that doesn't sound like a whole lot of fun. That doesn't sound like maybe a big motivation to become a Christian. And then the Holy Spirit, he said, you need to look at that closer. Because I grew up, you know, hearing things like this. You know, we all have our crosses to bear. Have you ever heard that one? Yeah. We all have our crosses to bear. I was pretty sure mine was my little brother for the first part of my life. And we had dinner with my little brother and my little sister Friday night. I think he's still that cross. No, I was just kidding. But anyway, but you know, what do we think? We think, oh, we have a cross to bear. We have, you know, oh, it's this terrible, this uphill struggle, you know. You know, I'm going to just deny myself and I'm going to struggle through life. I'm going to become a monk. I'm never going to be able to have any fun, you know. And, you know, many think when we're thinking of this, what we're thinking about is we're thinking about the wrong cross. I want to point this out this morning. And I had a tendency my whole life until this week, God showed me something new. And that was when I read this verse, I was thinking, well, I'm the one that's got to pick up that cross, and I'm the one that's got to walk up life, and life is like walking up to Calvary. Life is like, you know, being crucified. Life is like being persecuted. Life is like all these terrible things when you deny yourself and become a Christian. And then God said, you're carrying the wrong cross. And I was like, what are you talking about, God? He said, you're carrying the cross of my son, Jesus. He already carried that cross. Are some lights starting to come on for you guys? Because this is about the time the lights started coming on for me. God showed me, he said, Jim, you've been looking at it all wrong. Jesus already carried that cross to Calvary. Jesus was sacrificed on a cross for our sins. But you want to know something? That was Jesus' cross, and that cross, the complete story of that cross is that he was buried, and 3 days later, he was resurrected to life by God's almighty power. And he went to heaven, and when he went to heaven, he sent us the power of the Holy Spirit, his own personality, his own person, to live with us forever. God says, stop taking up Jesus' cross. I want you to pick up your cross. It blew me away. I was like, well, God, I don't know what my cross looks like. I don't know if I'm carrying my cross. I don't know what that means. Now, that's pretty humbling when you've known the Lord for 50 years. It's very humbling. And so I said, okay, God, I need you to show me. You see, God says, you're not supposed to take up the cross of Jesus. Only God can take up that cross. Only Jesus can die for our sins. Only Jesus could do all that Jesus did with the cross. And then God took me back to the very first verse that I remember when I started seeing the revelation of who Jesus is in the world. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And God showed me, he said, that's the cross. God says, I love you. My son died for you. And if you believe in him, you won't perish. You won't. In fact, your life is going to be different. It's not going to be easy by any chance because it's going to be life. Life's life. But it's going to be different. It's going to be fuller. You know, it's gonna be way, way different. We were watching a television show this week about a gentleman who did not believe in God and a gentleman who did believe in God. And at the end of the show, the gentleman who did not believe in God, he did not come into a faith with Christ, but he looked at the gentleman who had faith in Christ, and he said to him, "I envy you." And the Christian said, "Why do you envy me?" And the atheist said, "Because you're never alone, are you?" He said, "No, I'm not." And that's what God showed me. He said, "You're never alone. You have Jesus died on the cross so that we can have forgiveness and relationship with God. So whose cross are we to take up?" Let's look at the scripture again. Matthew 16:24. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." What does it mean to deny yourself? Well, a lot of people see that as, well, we just become monks. Or and a lot of times, most of the time, it's not what you give up. It's not what you give up, it's what you give out. Denying ourselves is giving a little bit of who we are and what we are to somebody else. And in order to have something to give, we have to take up our cross in Christ. Now, Jesus, his cross was sacrifice, his cross was death, his cross came with resurrection and power. Our cross, like I said before, it's our own cross. It's different for each one of us. It's a designed, special designed cross just for us. In our overheads, you know, see this young lady, and see this, I put this, you know, don't you, I love social media to an extent, because you type in the cross into this thing, and it shows you, this is what the internet thinks the cross is. I was blown away. I was totally blown away. Look at this. And this is on the back of the bulletins. If you don't have a bulletin, before you leave, grab a bulletin, because this is on the back. Look at this. Okay, the cross, our cross, you know? I typed in, "What does my cross look like?" And this is what came out. Access to God. That's my cross. Because Jesus died on the cross for me, but my cross is access to God. My cross is love. My cross is gratitude. My cross is righteousness, victory, freedom, hope, grace, redemption, faith. Oh, here's one. Sacrifice. You know, so many times we think of sacrifices, oh, this is going to be hard. And you want to know something? In the beginning, all sacrifice is hard, but it always, when we're doing it with the right reasons and for God, there's always a blessing in the sacrifice. Okay? Power. Okay, the cross means nails. And you know why it means nails? Because it's a reminder to us of what Christ did for us. He was nailed to this cross, his cross, so we could have our cross. How about mercy? Cleansing of the unclean, strategy, forgiveness, reconciliation, safety, holy, the blood, triumph, death to self. You know, a lot of times we're thinking about death to self. I look at my life now and I like myself to die because myself is selfish. Myself can be mean. Myself can be unforgiving. Myself can be bitter. Myself can be moody. Myself can be pouty. That's when it's really nice to be married to a teacher. Teachers don't let you pout. She doesn't hit me on the back of the head anymore, but she does bring it to my attention. I love you. See, as if. Cindy's going as if. But you think, okay, what else? Access to God, salvation, gratitude, healing, intimacy, authority. Oh, man, here's the one right in the middle above hope. Heaven's connection to earth. Oh, man. The cross of Christ gave us our cross so that we could have all of these things through Jesus. I love this. I love this. Triumph in the blood, a weapon. The cross is a weapon because it has all of these wonderful, wonderful qualities in it. So, the cross is not about losing life. The cross is about gaining life. Jesus experienced death on the cross so that we can have life through the cross. And through the cross, Christ purchased for us love, forgiveness, freedom, redemption. And the cross that we're to carry, the cross that we're to take up in this scripture is not Jesus' cross, but it is all that Jesus has done for each of us. A daily reminder. Jesus says, I want you to be reminded of what it is. You see, when Jesus said this, when Jesus said the scripture, he had not yet been crucified and resurrected. He said, basically he was saying to his disciples, you're going to see me take up a cross. And my cross is going to give you a cross that is different, but has the same qualities. It has the same purpose. Our life is the outpouring of all the blessings that God has given us in Christ. I'm going to say that again. Our life is the outpouring of all the blessings, okay, that God has given us in Christ. That's our cross. Jesus gives us a full life through his death on the cross and his resurrection from death. He gives us a full life. And he says that. I've been in John a lot today. I love the book of John. And I know we've been there a lot. But John 10:10, in John 10, Jesus is talking about the difference between him and the devil. And the devil, he's talking about all the things he wants to kill, destroy, and steal things from you. But in the last part of John 10:10, in the Amplified Version, because it really brings it out, Jesus says, I came that they may have joy. That's us. He says, I came so that you can have joy and enjoy life, okay, and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Jesus said, I want you to have a life of joy. I want you to enjoy life. I want it to overflow. Now, we have times in our lives where it's hard to enjoy life. Very hard. We go through things. We go through physical things. We go through mental things. We go through relational things. We go through things at work. We go through things at school. We do all these things. But Jesus says, I'm here so you can get through those. So when you look back on your life, you see more enjoyment. You see more joy than you do disappointment and hardship. And Jesus says, in fact, when you're going through it, you know that you're going to get through it. You know that you can, and those things that you get through, you can share with others. I know many of you have shared your stories with me and encouraged me. I know I've shared stories out from my life, and Cindy has shared stories from her life to encourage us that when things are tough, we're here for you. We've been through a lot of those things, medical, emotional, mental, physical, spiritual. And Jesus says, I am here so that you can have a full life. Jesus is telling us in the book of John, in fact, throughout the whole Bible, God is telling us that there's a hurting world all around you, and I want you to touch somebody in the love of Christ. We know an elderly gentleman, and every time I see him, he asks me this question. He says, what have you done today to make somebody smile? Sometimes I just do stupid things, and I know it makes people smile. But you know, what can we do to make somebody smile? Compliment them? Stop long enough to say, hey, I really care about you, or hey, you look really great today, or hey, you look troubled, how can I help you? What are we doing every day that is a part of the cross that Jesus gave us, a cross of love, a cross of access? I just want all of us to take what Jesus has given us and what Jesus gives us and share that with somebody today. Not in a scary, I'm going to pass out a track. We don't pass out tracks here. Well, not very often anyway. But we do pass out Jesus. So this week, I'm going to pray a bold prayer over us. Are you guys ready for this? Okay, back door's not locked. If you want to run out right now, you can, okay? Steve's going to tackle you before you get there, but, you know, you can run. Okay? The reason Steve's going to tackle you, he's a cowboy. He knows how to tackle things, probably. I mean, he usually, you tackle things way bigger than us, you know, cows. Yeah, yeah. Okay. But the prayer is bold. It's not real scary, but the prayer is this, okay? May I carry everything that Jesus gives me and give it to somebody else? How about that? Let's pray. Father, today we come to you, and I pray that everybody learned something today. Just the way, Lord, you taught me that I was looking at the cross, not in its fullness. I was looking at all the pain, and I was looking at all the hard things. And Lord, now I see that your cross is blessing. It's because of what you did, we have a life that is just like this cross on the back of our bulletin today. We have a life full of access, a life full of joy, a life full of love and gratitude. And Father, I pray that we could get a hold of that. And I pray that this week we could just share some joy. We could share some hope and some love with the people around us. I pray, Lord, that what you put inside us, Lord, will overflow to the people around us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome to all of you that are here this morning. And I just hope that you have heard from God's heart this morning. We have a whole world that needs that right there, that needs that cross that we carry. They need for us to extend grace, the grace that we've had extended to us. And you can't give something away that you do not possess. It doesn't really work that way. How does that work? You know, you can't go take something from someone else and give it, or at least you're not supposed to. We call that theft. I guess. I mean, I guess you can do it, but you're not supposed to do it. But you need to possess it. It means you need to take up this cross. And when you possess those things, you can give them out. You can give them out in abundance and extend them to someone else. That is the important thing that we are doing. We need to share those things. We need those things to become a part of us, and we need to share those things. So thank you. That was a good word. Thank you so much.